Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
At the end of the day, any amount is too little, amount is never enough.
The Biden administration is officially asking the UN to come in and sanction the United States for reparations, saying that America was founded on slavery and is inherently evil, and that the UN should come in and help administer $5 million of U.S. taxpayer money to every black person.
The stolen men and women and children were brought to our shores in chains, subjected to unimaginable cruelty. My nation's original sin was that period.
On December 16th, 2005, the UN General Assembly reaffirmed the importance of providing reparations for gross violations of international human rights law by adopting a 5-point legal framework for reparations. And that has become our norm.
Now, obviously, it's about a UN takeover. Are they going to go to China and get reparations for the 3 million Muslim Uyghur slaves in Western China? No. If you bring it up on a basketball court, they'll kick you off. Like you've seen in the NBA.
Yeah, nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really care, and I think
what
that's
do you
nice
mean,
that you
cares?
Care. Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line.
No. It's all about America being bad and this carrot being dangled of go along with the UN, go along with the world government, and it's going to give you reparations. It's the UN building the refugee centers after they ran the lockdowns worldwide that starved over 50 million people in the last 3.5 years to death. They're murdering people en masse. Paramilitary UN troops are slaughtering people all over the world.
The hardest moment is thinking about leaving your country as you hear the sounds of explosions and gunfire.
How can you go to a country for 20 years to stabilize, and you don't stabilize, and you think that you have succeeded in doing something?
I was on an airplane flying back, and I said, let me just watch this show.
Tell them the Men in Black sent you.
Because I want to see the propaganda in it. And it was all about evil British white mercenaries enslaving a mythical African country that has this magical element in it, similar to Black Panther and Wakanda. And I'm sitting there watching the mercenaries. You know who the mercenaries work for. They work for really one of four or five groups, but it's the UN's the main group that has mercenaries slaughtering and enslaving, just like the movie, literally. And then there's China.
China's recently been accused of trying to take over Uganda's Seoul International Airport if the East African country fails to pay a $200 million loan for the expansion of the site.
For the last several decades, China has been pumping resources into Africa. The country has invested hundreds of billions of dollars across the continent, ranging in everything from transportation and infrastructure to real estate and technology.
It's been found that if an African country recognizes Taiwan as a country, they receive, on average, 2.7 fewer Chinese infrastructure projects within their borders each year. Conversely, if an African country votes overwhelmingly along with China in the United Nations General Assembly, they receive 1.8 more infrastructure projects each year.
Analysts have accused them of debt colonialism. There are fears China is making loans it knows states cannot repay.
Beijing may engage in what critics characterize as debt trap diplomacy, lending designed to force countries into handing over land, minerals, and strategic assets when they default on a loan.
China is among the world's top 10 largest contributors of troops to the UN. The country currently has about 80% of its blue beret wearing peacekeepers deployed in Africa. Chinese military observers, engineers, medics, police, and other UN personnel help maintain peace and security, protect vulnerable groups, and support development.
You see these movies, and the UN's the savior, and there's this UN group of superheroes that come to create stability and battle Black Adam because he's too violent, and they're the UN, and they're going to save the world, when it's the UN that is the biggest group running those lithium mines and those slave camps. They run it, they control it, they get a big cut of the money from the multinational corporations. And who gets 98% of rare earth minerals out of the ground in the world? The Chaicoms. So in most cases, the Chaicoms don't run the enslavement. They run the civilian side of it, extracting it and controlling the slaves. But the paramilitary camps are run by the UN on record. But when you watch a movie from Hollywood, it's the UN saving everyone from the mercenaries. A lie, a lie, a lie. All of it, a big, giant, damn lie. We don't hear about the UN paying reparations for all the African slaves they got right now, or for cutting the damn food off. We're live, folks. Stay with us. But before we go to break, please remember, we're listener-supported. We're not subscriber-based. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're excellent. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. We have to end the sale because at current sales rates, in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. Try iodine. Incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity. Every cell in the body, it's essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it. They put the bad halogens in to block the iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine. You need this product. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine, tri-iodine, true nation. Iodine takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You'll fire your musket, but I'll run you through. While you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire your musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back. I feel the sound of the time begins, but on this battlefield no one wins. So fill it back with hope and heart and strength. There's a virtue in the system.
It is Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. And all eyes around the world are on our republic right now as it sinks into the frothing, stinking swamp of the New World Order. It's the swampification of our once great republic. Our republic's been stolen and been dead for a long time, but unlike a person, it can rise like the phoenix from the ashes. All right, I had some guests lined up today, but I told the producers to cancel them or move them because I was sitting there thinking, what am I doing wrong this morning? And I thought, you're not taking calls during this historic situation. In fact, you've been hogging the airwaves since Friday with your own pontifications. And so we need to cover news and take calls. And that's what we're going to do today. And boy, is there a lot of it. You know, it's very frustrating to see Senator Grassley, who's been one of the better watchdogs in his long tenure at the Senate. He's the guy that exposed Delta Force at Waco that burned down the building and killed everybody. I mean, he brings the stuff out. I mean, I'll hand it to him. But it's always a day late and a dollar short. He exposed the NSA spying long before Snowden did. I mean, but he always just does it like an old turtle. He's got to be like 150 years old. He was old when I first got on air 29 years ago. He doesn't even look any different. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's a robot. But I watched his 11-minute speech yesterday on the Senate floor yesterday. I watched it when it wasn't live later in the afternoon. And he was reading stuff out of a classified FBI report that shouldn't be classified. He pointed that out. And I was watching it, and I was like, wait a minute. I've heard these tapes. I've heard these tapes. I mean, here's the deal. If you watch child porn, even as a journalist, they can put you in prison, selectively enforce it. You know, used to journalists expose crimes, you got awards for it. Now, if you do it, they can get a grand jury to indict you. So when I got into his laptop when it was public, you know, 3 years ago, when it first got out on the internet a few months before the election, I spent about 5 hours on it or longer, and I made the decision. I've talked about it a lot. I called the crew, and I said, I'm ordering you not to look at the laptop, because, and I rarely tell the crew what to do. I hire people I trust and just turn them loose. But I said, I'm not going to have my crew look at the child porn, because there was child porn on there. And I looked at 1% of it. I mean, you could spend months on there. I mean, this guy was videoing and taking photos and recording everybody and recording himself. But just what I found was, I work for Chinese intelligence. He's worth $37 billion, and he disappeared 2 months ago. Dad, what do I do? I'm a Chinese agent of the CCP, and my handler's gone. Daddy, I mean, I played that tape like 20 times here. There's hours of it. And I mean, look, it's not that I'm a coward when it comes to fighting tyranny or, you know, doing all the things I've done, but I am kind of a coward when it comes to looking at child porn. So it's not just that they can spin it and put me in jail for looking at it. I don't want to look at it. I'm not going to look at it. And I punted on this. I just said, I can't look at it. Well, now it's all been looked at, and Trump's talked about it. Reportedly, it's Hunter screwing kids as young as 10 years old. So, I mean, these are pedophile thoroughbreds, ladies and gentlemen. So, Grassley has seen the unredacted reports, other than FBI agents and names they've blacked out. I don't know why, to a chief senator, head of a major committee. I mean, and he points out, he goes, you're not supposed to black this out to the public, much less to a senator who's on all these committees, a chairman of them. He said, but that's the disrespect to the FBI, of the people that run it at the top. I don't want to say everybody, and when I say everybody in the FBI is not a criminal, it's because I'm going to be accurate. It's not about kissing their ass or being in good with the FBI. There's a lot of good people in the FBI. So I'm not going to sit there and say they're all criminals. But I also don't want to say it to kiss their ass. It's a disgusting agency. It needs to be abolished. It's totally criminal at the top. There's no fixing it. It's got to be a new agency, new people, new mission. And anybody at a senior level who, I'm sorry to say, who's worked for any of this regime cannot ever be in the new agency. I mean, it's out of control. But to just say, oh, they're all criminals, it's just not true. But at the top, yeah, they are all criminals. And that's on the good side, running to worse. I mean, a bunch of them are pedos and multinational globalist UN agents. I mean, most of the FBI and Justice Department leadership has been in these UN Interpol brainwashing groups and think the UN runs the world. I mean, it is disgusting. But let me just get back to what I'm saying, because I kind of want to tell you what's coming up today. We have the Grassley information, and it's been coming out for a while, and Roger Stone's talked to senior members of the House that have seen all the documents, and he says that it is just insanely damning, because it's not just what's in the laptop. They were taking money from the Chinese and the Russians and from the Ukrainians and from the Mexican drug cartels. You know, it just came out the other day. They've had state attorney generals that are investigating what's going on come out and say, man, the Democrats are like working with the drug cartels. And the media is like, you crazy conspiracy theorists. Of course they're working with the drug cartels. The drug cartels are making $50 billion a year or more. Damn right they are. Human smuggling, all of it. You don't think Nancy Pelosi called MS-13 God's children, all God's children, because she just said that for no reason. And that's the thing. Republicans aren't perfect. Far from it. But I've seen interviews with former top mobsters, you name it. They're like, we can never get Republicans to take money or work for us. They tell us just go to hell. They tried to shake Trump down. He said, get out of my office, I'll kick your ass. Oh, you're gonna kill me? Go ahead. Get the hell out of here. Or I'll beat your ass. I mean, that's how I am. Somebody shows up, try to shake me down, I'll be like, just pull a gun out. Really? You know, you go piss up a rope. But the point is that the Democratic Party is a criminal enterprise. And people need to get that through their heads, okay? They're judges, they're lawyers, their people are a converted group of pure criminals. They always had problems, even back in JFK's day, but they are fully, fully converted to evil, all right? And you need to understand that. They have no bottom, they'll do anything. And so that's where we are. And the good news is people finally get it. I've been saying this 1,000+ times. The day we realize that we have absolute psychotics in control that are out to destroy us is the day we start winning. The day we realize they already killed the country, but the country can rise again, we start winning. And now you see the Republican senators and Trump and mainline Republicans saying there's a multinational corporate New World Order globalist hijacking of the country and the Federal Reserve's private and they're wrecking everything and they're coming after our kids and they're shipping the drugs in and they're pedophiles. Yeah, okay, good, great. Now we can admit the situation we're in and roll up our sleeves and we're a lot tougher than we think we are and realize we're locked up in a room with these people. And they're not going to go away by denying or sticking our head in the sand or putting our head under the covers. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves and just get to dismantling these people. And that means politically, culturally, spiritually. And if they attack us physically. And it's just what happens when you roll up your sleeves and decide to open a can of whoop-ass. And I'm using that as an analogy. I'm not saying be violent, but I'm saying politically be very aggressive and brutal. You don't kick somebody's ass by thinking about it. You just do it. You say, you know what? This person's hurting me. I'm going to roll my sleeves up. I'm going to jump on top. I'm going to bash your brains out. And you do it. That's how it works.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Troubles down to Madam Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9.
Well, I don't know if love potion number 9 from a gypsy in a gypsy wagon is going to work. She said, I'm gonna make, but I know that Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality work, and they're both the same formula. And Super Female is 50% off back in stock.
I took a drink. I didn't know it was.
And it funds the operation.
I saw the kiss.
And when I don't take it, or the nitrate boost, I say, why didn't I do that? Makes you 18 again. InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air to battle the New World Order. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we should rename it Love Potion Number 9. That's pretty funny. How about some Chuck Berry? We need some Chuck Berry coming in next segment, since we're playing some Chubby Checker here. Oh, you guys are dipping into my 1950s. Music in the computer. Hell, let's do 1950s music the whole show today. Let's have a little fun while the earth sinks into hell. And we'll play Johnny B. Goode when the hydrogen bombs are going off. Hey, they'll kill us, but it'll kill some of the New World Order, too. But I do love my children. So I'm not going to be cynical and evil. Forgive me, Lord. You know, I get mad and cuss occasionally, maybe once every 3 or 4 months on air. And I become kind of possessed, not by the devil, but by rage, and it's wrong. And I've said prayers the last few days that I will not get mad on air. I know it's entertaining for people, but it takes years off my life. And it's not an act when I blow up on air. It's not an act when I blow up at Congressman Schiff on air. People said, man, that was the best acting ever. He was so mad. My dog had just died that night. And of an embolism, and I held the French Bulldog in my arms, blood all over me in the bed. And then I said I was going to do a late-night show with Roger Stone like 8 o'clock at night. And so, actually, the dog was not dead yet. It was having convulsions and bleeding, and I felt bad to not take it to the vet, but I knew it was already gone. I figured the dog, Captain, would be dead when I got home, and he was not dead, actually, when I got about 11 o'clock at night, and then subsequently died. So, you know, people are like, gosh, that thing where I'm not a communist agent, where I really blew up and everything, but that's incredible. That's like Jack Nicholson level anger. How's he do that? Well, there's always a little something behind things, right? That dog was the coolest. He could catch frisbees. He could jump like 4 feet in the air. That dog was the coolest. But that was the problem, is he broke his neck jumping. He was like 10, best dog ever. Oh, that was the coolest dog, because he was a mutant. You know, we went and looked at this litter of French bulldogs, and he was the biggest one in the litter. Had this big, giant head. He was so athletic. And then he broke his neck when he was like 10. We had surgery on it. And then he lived a couple more years, and then he had that embolism. One day, he just walks up to me in the kitchen with blood pouring out his nose. And I couldn't believe how much blood was coming out of the dog's nose. It just kept bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. And I knew that he was having convulsions. I thought, well, I was like, well, I guess I'm going to put him down, and then I just never got around to it until he died. But I don't know why I'm telling that story right now. How do I go from Johnny B. Goode to my French bulldog bleeding to death? Oh, yeah, I'm really pissed off. I mean, there's a very good chance we're going to have a nuclear war. I know people think it can't happen, and, oh, you have a normalcy bias, so do I. No, it's about a 60% chance we're going to have World War III, nuclear war, I would guess. And, I mean, that's what I really think. It's what I really believe. It's what a lot of the top analysts believe as well. In fact, the majority. and it's getting worse every day. And I got reminded last night doing some research. I ended up staying up very late last night. I have a chocolate hangover. I'm not a big sugar person, but there was Easter candy left. So I ate one candy bar, and then I got into the Hershey's Kisses and stayed up to like 3 in the morning researching. I have a huge headache and a chocolate hangover. I ate more chocolate last night than I usually eat in a year. I thought I'd eat like a chocolate bar once a month. I had quite a bit last night. And about 3 of them, I'm like, why did I just eat a whole bag of Hershey's Kisses? But anyways, that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. It's like, why not? We're about to end the world. Why not? Just maybe I'll pull them into the grocery store and get a whole other bag today. But I saw a comment on a tweet with a viral video I did yesterday about another CDC report confirming myocarditis and how they knew it was causing heart attacks and all the rest of it, the shots. And then people reminded me in the comments, I've got it right here, I actually followed it through to the studies, that the Pentagon in March of 2020, along with the British Ministry of Defense, went to our respective governments and said, this is causing massive seizures, heart attacks, myocarditis, and the CDC ignored it. Well, of course they ignored it because they're murdering us. And I guess at the end of the day, I can sit here and I can cover all this news to tell you the latest stuff they're doing to us. But what group of people, whether you're in private life or government life, who goes along with a system that knowingly gives you a shot, that doesn't protect you, erases your immune system, and causes massive cancer increases and heart problems and blood clots? Like, and I know we all know this, but like, that's who runs the country and the world, is absolute crazy jerks. So we know that, but what about the public? Well, the public's so selfish, on average, that even though they're being slowly murdered, they don't want to admit to themselves it's happening because they might have to do something about it. Because they're in a trance, they are in a fog, they are in a cuckoo world. And then I'm just sitting here where, you know, if I read and I study and there's a global criminal group that wants all the resources and wants me dead and says they want me dead, and I go read their books and they say they want me dead, I mean, I kind of take that personal. I kind of have a little respect for myself. I think, well, I'm not going to put up with this. I'm not rolling over and dying. And I figure the rest of the public wants to join me, right? We want to beat these people, right? And when you look at George Soros or Alex Soros, because I watched a bunch of his videos, read a bunch of his writings last night, and he's even dumber than I thought he was. And it's like they say at the end of Revelation, when Satan's in that cage for 1,000 years, and people come to the cage and they say, this is the one that conquered us? This is the one we let? And I was watching him, and it didn't make me hate him. It made me feel bad about myself, that I let this gibbering, openly demonic demon, not even a human, literally sit there and dominate me and dominate innocent people. It's my fault. It's my fault. I'm the problem. Not George Soros, not Alexander Soros. I'm bad. It's me. It's me. Because I know all about it. I know how to stop them. And I didn't do enough to stop them. You know what I'm going to? Because these people are the biggest losers on the planet. And if we sit there and let them run our lives, and let them murder our children, and let them murder us, then God is going to damn us to hell. And I don't want to spend eternity with George Soros and his son. I want to be separate from them. I want to be separate from them. And I pray that God damns them to hell. I know God will. Burn in hell, George Soros. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemal Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemal Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds their operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your super female vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off. And it funds the InfoWar. Super female vitality. 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Serious here. So I ended up staying up late last night to probably 3 a.m. doing research. And I see that all the time. I do that rarely now. And I was thinking, you know, Alexander Soros just got the public money of the money laundering crime cartel of the Bilderberg group that his dad's the front man for, the $25 billion from his 92-year-old crypt keeper demon dad. I said, I never see him give a speech. So I thought, let me go do some research, more research on him. And let me see if I can watch some speeches. So I found three or four of them, and I watched him. Never have I seen a more revolting person who, you know, if you believe those theories that reptiles are real and, you know, David Icke stuff, and or they're like robots. I mean, you watch him give a speech. I mean, it's like an animatronic. You think you're at Chuck E. Cheese or something. It's like he doesn't come off like a person. And but that's a side issue. Let's talk about, because last night about 1 a.m., I'm doing a deep dive on Alexander Soros. And I started thinking about, man, how the media says they're angels and they're philanthropists and they care about us. So I started sitting there with a notepad. I thought, let me write down the bad things they've done. And about an hour and a half later, I'd written about 30 things. I was like, oh my God. These people are so villainous, so bad. It just boggles the mind that I've never listed the crimes of the Soroses, the ones I know of. It was staggering. It was staggering. And then I woke up this morning, and I was looking at the notepad, which had been about 3, woke up about 7, and I got a computer in the bedroom, so I got up, got a coffee, sat back down, and I looked at the notes I wrote, and I thought, oh, I missed the biggest one. I missed the biggest crime that the Soroses have committed. And I was like, how did I miss that one? And I could do this little game where I open the phones up and ask you what's the biggest crime they've committed, and then people actually care if we build it up. It actually has an effect. But you know what? I'm not even going to do that. I'm just going to tell you their biggest crime. And it's on screen right now. George Soros, 6 years ago, went on Fareed Zakaria on CNN. There it is on screen. And said, I got $5 billion from the State Department. He never spends his own money. But, oh, he gives it away. No, he gets it like Bill Gates and then uses it for war. The government gives it to him to then say, oh, it's a private group, so they have plausible deniability. So he goes on Fareed Zakaria's show on CNN. He says, do you want me to make you listen to his voice? I can actually play it. I've played it probably 50 times. And he goes on there and he says, well, I overthrew with the $5 billion, I overthrew the Ukrainian government, and now we're going to push the Russians out. And, of course, we already all know that, but their biggest crime is putting us on the edge of World War III. Now, you know Soros brags that he overthrew more than 20 governments' pension funds and tried to crash the British pound and destroy their pension funds. He steals old people's retirement. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, and my mom had a little color TV, she cooked dinner almost every night. We would go to dinner on Sunday nights sometimes, but she cooked dinner 6 nights a week. Breakfast, salivating her, my mom said she can cook. I got a good old-fashioned upbringing, but she'd have that little color TV on that finally broke about 5 years ago. And she'd have the news on. And I remember hearing George Soros crashing this, George Soros robbing that. But that's before he bought the media. So this guy is stealing old people's pension funds. I mean, you think Gordon Gekko in the fictional Wall Street, you know, is a bad guy trying to overthrow a union-owned airline and screwing the employees. But George Soros steals the pension funds of old people. I mean, and remember what he said when he worked for Hitler. He said, it was the best time of my life, happy-making, exhilarating. He feels no remorse. And what did he say? He said, I'll do it again. And he said, if somebody else would do it, if I didn't do it. That is such a satanic statement that if I don't rob people, somebody else will fill that spot. See, he sees it as, oh, you know, somebody's got to steal old people's pension funds. Somebody's got to help ship in fentanyl. Somebody's got to help run child trafficking. Somebody's got to cut the power off in South Africa and cause a 5,000% increase plus in crime. Somebody's got to be Satan. And so he's just archetypal of this whole group. He just steps in with his son. I went to the doctor to get my blood test results. You know, I'm almost 50, so I had blood tests done a few weeks ago. And I go into the doctor to get my blood test results and to go over them. And they got a nurse practitioner and a doctor. And then I'm talking to the nurse in there because they want to do some other blood tests. You know, overall, I'm doing great. They had one test they wanted to do again, of like 18 tests. And she goes, you know, I have another job. I actually work part-time at the Travis County Jail. And she said, I'm sure you've heard about the George Soros DA we have. And I said, well, of course I have. She goes, well, did you hear about the story about the man that raped five women? And in the last 3 years, and he raped another woman in front of people on the bike trail, just tackled her at like high noon in the busy bike trail, broke her leg, punched her in the face, bloodied her nose, blacked her eyes, and then raped her on the hiking bike trail. And the George Soros prosecutor gave him probation for the fifth rape. And I went, no, let me look that. I looked it up. There it was. Folks, this is just where I live. They have 800 of these people and plus around the country. They let people off that shot up 6th Street last year and shot a bunch of people. They let them go in 2 days. Oh, you're black, so you just shot a bunch of people, you go free. And you think, like, can you imagine that you're a drunk driver and you run over and kill a family in their car and you get a 10-day jail sentence. Time served. Now, here's the difference. If I have a crooked toenail, 20 years in prison. They're just opening the jails up for us. But just imagine, so I could sit here and list off robbing pension funds, taking over governments, promoting pedophile stuff. Alexander Soros says he's going to promote gender transition. That's cutting little boys' testicles off. I mean, you're like, God, that's evil. Folks, they know they're evil. He's a crazed, psychotic, Luciferian maniac. Go watch an interview with him. He's shaking with hatred with the interviewers that are worshiping him. There is evil in the world, and they manifest themselves, and here it is. I mean, you want to know who it is. And now they're busy causing World War III, their biggest crime. Soros will sit back when the bombs rain on him and love it. He wants to kill everybody. These are demon-possessed people, folks. George Soros is...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer cells that are the Soros family. But, and by the way, I researched the whole family. They're all bad. I'll just make that statement lightly. They go from bad to worse. But I want to just finish something up before I give you all the big stuff that's breaking right now. We have reporters on the ground in Miami where Trump is set to be arraigned with the kangaroo court charges by Jack Smith and the deep state. Anytime starting in like 15 minutes from now through the next 2 hours. The word is he can show up the next 15, 20 minutes, anytime the next 2 hours. We've got reporters on the ground with live feeds of that. We'll be talking to them coming up starting the next hour. So look for that. But getting back to Soros, this is an important exercise. Look at the crimes he committed rounding up Jews and turning over to Hitler and saying it was the best time of his life. That's a quote. Happy-making. Exhilarating. These are quotes. And then the media responding saying that's good. That's the rest of the story. And then running around overthrowing governments, destabilizing countries, running slave mines around the planet. What they do is they collapse a government and then come in and set up slave factories. I mean, it's just felt like they're so bad. They're like, man, villains in movies and stuff aren't this evil. This is like real evil. And then you wonder why they're in charge. Well, they'll do anything the globalists want. And they love it. And then overthrowing the Ukrainian government and starting World War III and helping run the censorship and control here domestically and funding the movement to take children away. They're trying to, Alex Soros gave a speech last week where his new focus will be taking children from parents and having their genitals cut off. That's his new main focus. Look it up. I mean, it's like, and they want to kidnap our kids and cut their testicles off. And they overthrow governments. They start World War III, and you're just like, wow. 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 And you look at Bill Gates. Even worse. And it's just like, whoa. I mean, we are literally looking at people that Hitler would blush at. And but their little turtleneck pink sweater, Bill Gates, oh, I'm a computer guy. Oh, George Soros, I'm a philanthropist. And we or he hides behind being Jewish. I was watching his son. You see, he'll get asked a few questions by the press. Hey, what about these governments not wanting you to? Oh, they're just anti-Semitic. George Soros is an atheist. But again, who said they were Jewish? Who made it about Jews? Not us. And again, George Soros sides with the Palestinians most of the time because he wants conflict. So you have to actually look at what people do versus what they say. And all I'm saying is, with the transference of the crown of evil from George Soros to his son, I went back and looked at him for 3-4 hours last night. And I couldn't bring myself to send the clips to the crew because I'm not going to subject you to listening to him. But man, I have never heard someone that I wanted to turn the video off more. She just if I was casting somebody to be a bad robot that didn't have charisma and didn't have humanity, it would be him. I mean, it's hard to find, but just go type in go watch his interview in Macedonia 5 years ago. It's about 10 minutes long. You'll slit your wrist watching it. But it's all there. If you don't open your borders up to Muslims, you're anti-Semitic. I mean, these guys want to wreck Western civilization because they're worried Western civilization will get in the way of their looting the third world. That's all this is. These are hyper-predators, and you go, how could they be so evil? There's always bad people like that. There are psychotic Europeans. There are psychotic Asians. There are psychotic, every group has them. There are black ones, there's white ones, there's Christian ones, there's Jewish ones, there's Muslims ones. You know, they're in every flavor. But at the end of the day, they're all spiked with cyanide. And they have a will to hurt you, just like in oil, made into There Will Be Blood, which is fiction, but it's damn right. And the old man is sitting there looking to who he thinks is his brother, who he later kills. He says, I have a competition in me. I don't like to see people do well. And in fact, pull that up from There Will Be Blood. I have a competition in me. I promise if you go to YouTube and type in There Will Be Blood, I have a competition in me, it'll come right up. And Daniel Day-Lewis, one of the best actors ever, lays it out. Did you see that darkness in Lewis? He can show you when he wants to. And then in Last Mohegans, does a great job showing the angel that's in him. In fact, he probably is the best actor ever. But regardless, you need to understand that statement. There's a competition in me where I don't like to see other people do good. Why would they give us a shot that gives us HIV-like symptoms and gives us heart attacks? Because they don't like you doing well. And if you don't figure that out, because you're like, well, I don't want to crash pension funds and hurt people. Well, welcome to humanity. You're normal. 95% of us are like that. But 5.999, 4.999% of people will do anything they're told for money. And there's that tiny little 10th of 1% that are psychotics. And when we don't oppose them, we let them be in charge. And it's time to stop being naive and stop letting those people be in charge. Or we're all dead. And I'm serious about that. Because we can't make the mistakes we've made in the past, and then tyranny collapses and civilization collapses and we rebuild. If society collapses, there's 400 and something nuclear reactors that are all going to melt down, and it'll make all of us glow in the dark. All right, I'm done talking about it. We'll go to reporters on the ground. There's several of them we're going to be talking to in Miami where Trump's about to turn himself in next hour. I'll also be giving the number out. We'll just kind of have the reporters there with a watch whenever Trump gets there. And there's a bunch of news on the war, a bunch of news on the economy, a bunch of news on pedo pride crap. But you did find the Daniel Day-Lewis clip. So when you hear this, listen to this, because this is the globalist plan. Here it is.
I have a competition in me. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
That part of me is gone. Working and not succeeding. All my failures have left me. I just don't care.
Well, if it's in me, it's in you. There are times when I look at people and I see nothing worth liking. I want to earn enough money I can get away from everyone.
What will you do about your boy?
I don't know. Maybe it'll change. Has your sound come back to you? I don't know. Maybe no one knows that. Doctor might not know that.
Where's his mother?
I don't want to talk about those things. I see the worst in people, Henry. I don't need to look past seeing them to get all I need. I've built up my hatreds over the years, little by little. Having you here gives me a second breath. I can't keep doing this on my own. With these people.
All right, well, the decision has been made to kill all of us. I actually love you. I believe in you. I get disgusted by our weakness, by my own weakness, but I see my weakness. I see yours. I also see our high points. I believe in you. I want to make it through this together. I want us to make it. But listen, you've got to admit what's happening or we don't have any hope. We're in the process of being slowly poisoned and killed right now. And we have to recognize evil people and we have to stop them, okay? It's very simple. God's real. And if we sit on the sidelines, God's going to damn us to hell. Stay with us. Hour number two straight ahead.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
But before